With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Situation involving health supplements nationwide is worsening. Now, Japanese health officials have raided a factory producing supplements that have allegedly killed at least five people and hospitalized dozens more.
The factory was closed in December, but the government said it decided to carry out the inspection because of the scale of the health problems linked to the supplements. Nearly 700 people in Japan have undergone or have requested treatment. More than 100 are in hospital. And the scandal has spread abroad, with a woman in Taiwan hospitalized with acute kidney failure. Kobayashi says a chemical caused by blue mold may be the source of the problem, but the company's been criticized for waiting until last week to make its concerns public.
BBC correspondent Michael Duncan. Also at SRNnews.com, if you plan on watching the eclipse later, fake glasses could be posing a tremendous risk.
The American Astronomical Society says real solar eclipse glasses block almost all visible light. Chinese companies have been using the names of reputable American companies, but the fake glasses do not list the address of the real company on them. Now, if you can see through the lens of the glasses or see light, they are not the real deal.
Correspondent Tayshia Stephens says that many of the counterfeits are made in China, and along the route of the April 8th eclipse, officials say the economy is expected to boom. In Dallas and across much of North Texas, it is already next to impossible to rent a car. Those who can be found are roughly now at various rental places, going anywhere from $400 to $600 per day. This is SRN News. France considers curbing transgenderism.
French lawmakers will take up a bill that would ban sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. A growing number of European countries are beginning to push back on the transgender agenda, concluding that allowing children to undergo irreversible surgery in order to live as the opposite sex is harmful. Here in the U.S., more than 20 states have taken similar action, but the Biden administration is fighting them in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Latest research finds two-thirds of abortions carried out in the U.S. last year were done using drugs. That is up 53% from 2020. Abortion pills, also a very lucrative product for America's giant pharmaceutical industry. Guttmacher Institute reports 700,000 abortions carried out in 2023 with the use of drugs rather than surgery. This is SRN News. American Airlines relaxing part of its pet policy to allow owners to bring their animal companion and a full-size carry-on bag into the cabin. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on these changes.
Under the old rules, air passengers who brought a pet into the cabin would have to pay $150 and could only bring one small bag that could fit under the seat. Luggage would have to be checked for an additional fee. Now American Airlines is allowing more. Passengers can bring their pet into the cabin and their carry-on luggage. The airline didn't explain the reason for the change, but travel blogger Gary Leff said it had been frustrating that his small dog was counted as carry-on luggage since he was already paying a hefty pet fee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com.